Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the All Independent Renal Podcast. My name's Dave. Thanks again for listening. This next episode is with a band from San Jose called Joan and the Rivers. I love that name. And they played recently with Failure Machine here in town at the Loving Cup for Failure Machine's album release party on March 11th. And they played with Failure Machine a lot, toured with them as well. And Joan and the Rivers will be coming back to Reno soon for a Snafu Family showcase. Snafu Family is Joan and the Rivers' record label that they're putting out. We talked with Eric, Mike, and Caleb of Joan and the Rivers and had a great time here in the garage. They were nice enough to come down and bring all their gear too, load it into the garage, strip down my drum set that we have so Caleb could play all of his amazing gear, and they brought their amps and guitars and gear, and we had a really great time just hanging out and listening to basically a full set private show here at the garage with a handful of people. So I posted a few songs at the end of this episode, and they play really loud and really well. But my microphone is just, I use just one microphone for this show, and they played so loud it blew out the mic a few times, but it still sounds really good. So listen to that at the end of the show, and be sure to check out Joan and the Rivers' music at their Bandcamp page, as well as all of their artists on Snafu Family at that Bandcamp page as well. And that's Snafu, S-N-A-F-U, for all you people that don't know how to spell Snafu. Just joking. Anyways, here's the episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Cool. Well, I got Joan and the Rivers here in the garage. Thank you guys for coming down and talking with me about your band and your record label that you have out now, Snafu.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Eric here on, you play vocals, you're on vocals and you play guitar.
Yeah.
For Joan and the Rivers. Yeah. Caleb is on drums.
Yeah.
And Eric on
Mike.
Mike on bass. Fuck, I even did a free thing about that and still fucked it up.
It's all good.
So yeah, and you guys just played a show last night at the Loving Cup, opening up for Failure Machine for their record release show.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great show. I think that was one of the best Failure Machine sets I've seen. And it just killed it.
Nice. I wanted to go to it. I had planned on going to it. I feel so bad for the Failure Machine and just not showing up in general because I love going to shows, but I took a really extended nap because I'm old, and it's actually not because I'm old. I just overslept from drinking too much the night before. But yeah, I'm glad it was a good show and everything was packed and everything. Did you guys, you said there was a huge turnout. It sold out and that sort of thing?
Well, it was definitely busting nuts.
Yeah.
Nice.
Definitely busting nuts in there. I wouldn't know. I don't know if it's when you say it was sold out, but it was a good crowd.
It was, yeah,
and Reno always has the best crowds.
Yeah,
that's why we love playing here.
Yeah,
and you guys are from San Jose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long ago did you guys form? How long have you been a band for?
We've been a band since 2012. Yeah. Been cutting the fat since about 2013.
Yeah, I think we started like jamming like late 2011. Didn't really play a show until like 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for a while. We played together in high school and stuff like that, and just
played in a band in high school, or like marching band or anything.
No.
We were in a band called Santa Senor back in the day, and we were 15 years old, having our parents take us to band practice, and you know, take us to shows and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But this is definitely you know, it's kind of that evolved into adulthood.
Yeah.
Being able to now drink and play music is...
That's good, always getting, you know, free drinks, a little, little bar tab.
I can drive myself now. I mean, every once in a while, I still have my mom pick me up.
And you guys have been touring this past, last year? Or how long have you guys been touring for?
Well, we don't go on, like, really long-extended tours, like most...
Just like regional.
We all have very steady jobs that require us to kind of.
So
We can't take a whole lot of time off, but we do play a lot still and play out around. We just kind of space that out a little bit.
Yeah.
For the most part, we all have weekends available to do stuff at night. So.
Oh, right.
Like we did tonight and last night in Reno, and at the end of the month we're doing Oakland, and then the next day after that is with Failure Machine again in our hometown, San Jose.
Oh, in San Jose. Where are you guys playing at in San Jose?
Caravan Lounge.
Oh,
that's our base, kind of.
Yeah.
It's our favorite place to play in the Bay Area.
I need to come down there for a show. I haven't been to San Jose in a long time.
Stay at our place.
Yeah. It's a fun little bar.
How's the music scene in San Jose? Is it like how it is here, or is it small
town? It's got its ups and downs. Reno's very unique, I feel like. I feel like Reno's kind of on the coming up right now, from what I've experienced, you know, being friends with bands from Reno and also playing in Reno a lot. There's a lot of people out here that are trying to play music, and also a lot of people are trying to go out and listen to live music. Where San Jose, there's not a whole lot of places to play.
Yeah, a lot of the venues just, like, they just closed down.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep losing all the venues.
And it's also, there's not a lot of community between the bands.
Like there is in Reno here?
Yeah. So that's kind of like where we're kind of starting this Snafu Family thing, where we're trying to kind of connect bands together from all over California and Nevada. And we're actually, even Oregon.
Just like the West Coast.
Basically the West Coast, trying to get kind of a family.
Yeah, Snafu Family.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can check that out on Bandcamp.
Yeah, we even have a website.
Facebook, snafufamily.com. We just put that up.
Yeah, I listened to about 6 different bands that you have on there, with the Jesus Candles, and who else is on there too?
A band called The Loose, Bandmaster Ruckus, which has played in Reno a couple times.
I like those guys.
Failure Machine is on it, of course. Yeah.
Failure Machine, I'll have to check them out.
They're all right.
Yeah, they're okay.
We did the Megan Moore project. I don't know if you had heard about that. It was like, they call it Megan Moore in the franchise.
Yeah.
It's basically, Spencer, you know, knew this girl named Megan Moore. She's a great singer, and he put together this band, and they wrote 4 songs, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like this, just awesome, like soul.
And kind of like a throwback, like very 50s, 60s kind of soul sound to it. Which was a lot of fun to do in the studio.
Oh, yeah. And just went hard to the paint, did 4 songs in a weekend. And I think that they just got finished mastering, so hopefully we'll be releasing that pretty soon.
Cool. Are they local, or are they from here?
It's like the horn section and Spencer from Failure Machine, and then
Adam
from Moondog Matinee plays bass.
Oh, nice. And, I love Moondog Matinee. They're a really good band. Yeah.
The drummer, Chris, he was in a couple other bands, too. I can't remember any of the band names, but...
So do you guys do all the recording, or do you go somewhere else to do that?
We have a practice studio, and that's where we've recorded all of our own music, and we recorded like an EP and a few songs for Failure Machine, and we're just kind of like, you know, we've got this, and you know, we've just been messing around with enough that we kind of have, you know, some knowledge with it, and so we're just trying to help out other bands, and you know, just finding music that we want other people to listen to, because it's just like, it's sometimes hard to get, you know, like, good music out to people to hear, because there's just so much going on, and there's so
and
much
saturation. And also, with the label, too, there usually is a lot of similar-sounding bands on that label, so getting together a family of, you know, like, rock and roll, you know, garage, soul type of bands is definitely the type of flavor that I've noticed from all the bands that's on Snafu Family. So far, and you guys are going to be growing too, of course.
Yeah.
We have a lot of tracks we haven't even released yet from heavier bands and different kind of weird psychedelic type bands.
Yeah.
I think the compilation is going to end up being like 11 or 12 songs, and so I think we've put out 6 of them that are going to be on the comp already, and then
the other 6 will be released in the next couple months.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when we release the actual comp, there will be a release party in San Jose and then a release party here in Reno.
Sweet.
Because half the bands, you know, are frequent flyers of Reno, Nevada.
Yeah. Because it's only about 4 hours or so from San Jose.
Yeah.
And the core 4 of us that are doing it are me and Eric, and Caleb helps out, and then this guy, Theo, who's in a band called The Broncos, and then Spencer Kilpatrick and Failure Machine. So we're kind of all broken up amongst a couple different areas to where, you know, half of our home base is here.
Yeah.
Spencer does a lot of it out of his house. Yeah. So.
Really? So, Spencer does a lot of it at his house as far as, like, playing and recording?
We all have kind of different jobs. Me and Eric kind of handle the recording side of it, where Spencer kind of handles the marketing and
does
all the write-ups for the bands, interviews,
Yeah, because he also writes for Reno Tahoe.
Yeah, yeah. Tahoe on Stage, I think it's called. But yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's great. He always writes up. It's always funny and just like right on point. So
yeah, it's very well written stuff. Yeah,
he's great.
It's basically what he has went to college for.
Yeah. It's like so it works out great.
And then the other guy Theo, he's going to be handling most of the video production side of things because we're going to start getting into doing videos. That. We're basically what the whole idea behind it is. We're taking what we've learned from being in a band for so many years, and putting it out there to help other bands that are starting out. Mm-hmm. Taking our knowledge and passing it along, and
we've always been really DIY as a band. Like we've always printed our own shirts. We do all our own design and recording, and we got tape duplicators that we did. So the Failure Machine Boy that was put out, we did all the duplication for the cassettes. And
I saw a picture on your Facebook about that. You guys just in your living room just making cassette tapes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A little arts and crafts time.
Well, it's definitely a lot cheaper to make a tape than it is to press a record or even make a CD nowadays, too.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, not a lot of people just have, like, a CD. Most bands that I've seen, you go to a show and they have, like, a little download card where it's just like, check out our stuff and here you go.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing tangible, but I love the fact that there's tapes coming out to where you can still put that download card in it, but it's affordable for the band to be able to distribute and have something physical, even though... I haven't bought a tape player yet, but we have one in our car, so
exactly.
At least we can listen to it on the ride, to and from work or wherever. But so do you guys have any plans of playing any more shows here in Reno anytime soon, or are you just going back to...
We're going to do a thing called Gremfest, which is Spencer's put on, we've done it a couple of years.
It's like this will be the third year.
Yeah, and it's just like a big house party show that... he does at his house, and
like this year, there's gonna be close to 20 bands.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little wild.
20 bands in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah, so
that'll be cool.
Yeah,
a lot of them are from the Northwest. I think there's like 5 or 6 from the Northwest, and then a couple from the Bay Area, and then 6
from Reno,
from around here.
Some from Sac. Yeah, so it's gonna be pretty wild. But
that's where I first saw you guys too. It was at a house show at Spencer's house where you guys opened up for Failure Machine that Amy, our Amanda, had invited me to, who also just had a really cool art show open up recently. And she's laughing in the background and getting nervous back there. But hi, Amy.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. And also we have with us... Charlena. Yes. I'm bad with names. But goddamn it, Charlena is also here. Say hi.
Hi.
And we got my nephew Cage in the room too.
Hey.
So yeah, everybody check out Amy's show. She has the Two Soul Tea Shop.
Isles Tea Shop. Yeah.
Okay. Where's that at?
Center and Cheney, pretty much.
Cool. Yeah. Go check that out. But yeah, she invited me to a show at Spencer's house a couple years ago, I think.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, Joan and the Rivers. That's a fucking awesome band name. Excuse my language, my nephew's in here. Sorry. Explicit deleted.
Everyone always asks, so which one of you guys is Joan?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a cool band name.
Yeah.
Where did you guys come up with it? Just you're like, that's a great band name. A
couple bottles of Seagram's gin.
Yeah, on a late night. We like to not take ourselves too seriously. Like all of our song names are just jokes that have nothing to do with actual songs. And I don't know, we just like to...
I think, what was the one that you came up before, John the Rivers, Danny and the DeVitos.
Yeah, or like Hugh and the Jacksons. We were kind of like, I don't know, there was, some of the, I always liked like the name like the Dandy Warhols and like, like the puns. I love stupid puns. And so.
Like this one band, Ford, what's that band name? Rob Ford Explorer.
that's a good one.
Like, that is great. It just puts a great picture in your mind of Rob Ford, doing what Rob Ford does, driving a Ford Explorer. But I'm going to steal that name, the Danny and the DeVitos.
Yeah, there you go, dude.
The funny thing about that was when we decided to go with Joan and the Rivers, we were just starting out, and we maybe played like 1 or 2 shows and didn't really have any music up on the internet yet. And I remember going out and talking to a couple people and what are you into? I'm like, oh, I'm in a band called Joan the Rivers, and this guy being like, oh yeah, I totally know you guys, totally seen you, listen to you, sounds like super familiar, I know exactly who you are. And I'm like, yeah, sure you do.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't started yet at that time?
Barely. Like, we played like 1 or 2 shows. Yeah. This is years ago, and just
Like, no, you didn't hear of us. You just have heard the name Joan Rivers before.
And you don't. You're not making the connection.
It was funny because when we first started, we were like, oh, we should totally, like, act like we don't know who Joan Rivers is. And came up with this whole, like, stupid backstory that we were going to lie to people and be like, oh, no, we, like, got really high and, like, walked by a river and Joan of Arc came and spoke to us and told us our name. And this whole thing that we thought was hilarious. And then for like the first like 3 or 4 months, no one got that it was a Joan Rivers reference. And so we finally were just like,
That is cool. And I don't think it's necessarily like, because I was talking to somebody and they're like, that's really offensive. Joan and the Rivers, she's dead. I'm like, who cares? She was a comedian. She would love the fact that a band was named
before she died. That
bitch is dead. We own the name now.
Exactly. And that is no offense to Joan Rivers at all. Because she's a raunchy she's a comedian.
Yeah, exactly. She would appreciate it.
Exactly. A great homage.
It's funny because right after she died, we actually had a lot of people start liking our band on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
A lot of it was because they were like, oh, Joan, you know, they search and they see us. And
they were like tagging our band.
Yeah. Like, we would get a lot of tags, like, oh, your band has been tagged in this photo. We look and it's a picture of Joan Rivers. And it's like,
we also had a lot of people reach out and we're like, are you guys doing okay? And we heard that Joan Rivers passed. And we're like, we don't know her personally.
There's some funny story about that.
What? Oh, yeah.
Like a Sweetwater guy.
Yeah, like there's that music site, Sweetwater, where you can, like, it's just like a big, like, music warehouse, like musicians.
Like Musicians Friend or Guitars there or something like that,
And, like, when you order stuff, they, like, pair you up with, like, a
sales rep.
A sales rep, and so every time you go through. And so I had ordered a few things, and the guy, like, a couple days after she passed, he called me and was like, hey, you know, like, I heard about Joan Rivers passing. You just want to make sure that you and your band are doing okay. We're doing great, but we're like, man, that's like kind of touching. We're like, oh, great. So
so now we order everything off of Sweetwater.
Yeah, I chat with the guy pretty often too.
He'd call you up. How's your mom doing?
Yeah.
Yes, we're okay. Yeah, we're still a band. That's cool. Well, I've seen a lot of shows that you guys have played with Failure Machine. How many shows do you guys played together with them?
A lot.
Man, yeah.
We
20, 30 shows, something like that?
It's, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You know, somewhere around there. It's been a couple years that we've been, I would say, we are definitely best friends with those guys.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome how we met and how it just kind of sprung into life, this new relationship between us. And we've also grown to kind of together and have learned a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, the first show we played with them, they were just a two-piece. It was just Clint and Spencer.
Right, okay.
And it was 2014, maybe?
No, it was 2013.
2013?
Yeah.
At Shay's Tavern, and we had no idea who they were, and we walk up to the bar, and I saw this shaggy-haired dude with his mustache drinking scotch, and he's like, hey, we're the band playing tonight. And but the story with that is we had played at our home base, Caravan, and they had actually played the night before. And so we did our show, and a couple days later, we got a message from them on Facebook being like, hey, we saw you guys play at the Caravan. We played there the night before you guys did. Wanted to know if you guys want to come to Reno. And we're like, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm thinking, like, let's go gamble and get really shit-faced and play some music. That's what happened. And it's just started this whole friendship between us. And we haven't looked back since. I mean, we did a small run with them, like five shows, and
recorded a split EP. That was a lot of fun.
We've done a lot of recording with them. That was Pizza Fun.
Yeah, Pizza Fun.
Yeah, those were good. I like those.
Yeah.
But what's cool about
Bandcamp as well.
Yeah. What's cool about us is like the friendship between us is, it's every time we get together, it's like a celebration.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like, hey man, how you doing? It's like a family reunion is a great way to look at it. We're just super pumped to see each other and drink probably more than we should and do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about a lot of inappropriate things. And
well, you guys said you guys also play with a lot of other bands and are friends with other bands in Reno. Who else have you guys played with in Reno?
Well, we've played with a couple bands from Reno. I'm not sure if most of them are still around.
Yeah,
one that I really liked was Pelvis Wrestlies.
Oh,
was
man,
awesome.
Awesome.
Who?
Yeah, the Pelvis Wrestlies?
That's a cool name.
Yeah, they were like
I hadn't seen them.
Band and but I think their bass player ended up moving up to like Portland or Seattle or something like that. So
like everybody usually does.
Make the migration.
There's City Among Wolves or City
Wolves.
City Wolves.
Yeah.
We might be playing with them in April. That's a possibility. Yeah. We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I've seen him at Holland Project before.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, which is a cool venue to check out shows as well. Even though it's an all-ages place that doesn't have a bar, but I still love it.
I'm pretty sure the guy that was in Pelvis Wrestling's Clark worked at the Holland Project.
Oh, really? Oh, very cool.
We have not been there, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of great bands there over the years. Not just great local bands like City Wolves and Surf Curse has played there and a lot of other good bands, but even like Jonathan Richman and Blitz and Trapper from Portland.
I've heard Ty Siegel's played there.
Ty Siegel, David Dundaro.
Yeah.
A lot of really good bands.
That's really cool.
Who do you guys play with in San Jose? Who do you want to
We had a couple
friends.
A shout out to Rex Goliath.
Yeah, they're
those guys are awesome.
Good friends. I don't even know. What would you describe them? They're kind of like punk rock.
Heavy.
Fast, heavy, and just
right up our
alley.
Yeah. What would you guys describe your music as? What kind of band are you?
I mean, go listen
to their music, everybody that's listening online right now. Go to
we say something different every time.
Someone wrote something last night on the Loving Cup, and I'll read it out loud.
Like a Yelp review?
Not a Yelp. It was kind of a Yelp, but for the thing, and I thought it was funny. It says, so Sarah and I decided to go out and do something different. We hit up the Brewer's Cabinet for dinner and then headed over to the Loving Cup for music. We stumbled across a punk band where the only words we understood were titties, shit, fuck, and pussy. The only music we actually knew was the music in between the set.
For the record, my nephew has left the room.
We were clearly out of their element, but we had the best time ever. So one, they called us punk, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
We like to get rowdy, and we like to play really loud. But
yeah, we don't.
We try and do our own thing.
We don't like to limit ourselves.
Yeah. We never are like, oh, let's write a punk song or let's write a.
Yeah, we are what we are.
It's just, you know.
I've always wanted to be in a punk band, but I never thought I was like hardcore cool enough to be in a punk
band. We're not cool at all.
No.
Or hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh, but you guys have buttons. I mean,
and a leather jacket. That's
cool. Yeah, well, make sure we get you some stuff. We've got some shirts and pins and stuff.
Ooh, sweet. Awesome. I love merch. I usually, when I go to shows, I always try to spend money on the band to buy the shirts, buy the buttons, stickers, anything like that.
That's always good because it's going to help pay their beer tax.
That's what.
Or
their gas for the next show.
Most likely it's beer.
Well, yeah.
And if I ever was in a not cool enough punk band, then I would expect people to do the same, hopefully.
Yeah. But I don't know, our music's kind of different. We've gone through a couple different phases. We used to be more of like a jam band. A couple of our songs had more of a jam feel to it. And then some of our newer stuff is more fuzzy or heavier stuff. And we also have like some more catchy tunes. But
well, what do you guys use? Because I've been into pedals and equipment and gear. And what do you play with, Eric? What kind of pedals do you use?
I would say we're gearheads for sure. We love our stuff.
Find stuff in Sweetwater a lot.
Yeah, I've used a bunch of different pedals that I'll change out some, but I always use. I've got a Vox Delay Lab, which is it's kind of like a DL4, like the Line 6 DL4, but
like a big
the four buttons and all that kind of stuff. But you can do a lot of like really cool different kind of delays and all kind of stuff. I just got a Death by Audio. Was it Interstellar Overdriver Deluxe or some crazy name?
I've listened to a demo of that online.
It's rad.
It's a cool one.
It's really cool.
What do you play with, Caleb? What kind of bass and setup?
He's got like five drum sets.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of different sets. I like to change it up. For a while, I was using a 28-inch bass drum, which I still like to use for recording, especially because it gets like a
huge sound.
That's bigger than normal.
It's like a marching bass drum.
This right here is 22, which is what I normally use live.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's how you played your Rogers.
Yeah,
right?
I got an old, late 70s Rogers. It's like a jazz drum set.
So you don't like have the hanging toms as well,
no racks. No, I usually use a four piece, so just two toms, snare and kick.
Just keeping it simple and
it's all I need, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
gives me plenty to work with.
Yeah,
Eric, what do you play?
Well,
I know you play bass, but what do you play with?
Definitely Mike. I play out of an old 70s Ampeg V4 amp. It's a 412. It's an awesome amp. I've had it for years. I love it. It's got a good vintage tone. And then I've got a couple different basses I play. I've got a 1973 Gibson G3. Have a 1980 early 80s Gibson Ripper that I just picked up and had restored, which is another awesome bass. But
any pedals
that go along
with it?
Pedal wise, I always have like a reverb, Holy Grail reverb on. Then I have a Busta Grande boost pedal that I have on. Normally set at like, you know, at 4 or 5, so it's just a slight overdrive or like boost. And then for my overdrive, like heavy loud parts, I use a OCD, which is, you know, mostly a guitar
pedal. Yeah, that's a major overdrive pedal.
I play guitar as well, and I kind of just kind of piece together this pedal board. And I really, I've used a Big Muff, the Sans Amp.
And the Fuzz War is the Ty Siegel pedal, isn't it?
Yeah, he uses that. Yeah, that's by Death by Audio. And but out of everything I've used, I even used like a ZVEX Fuzz Factory for a little bit. But nothing compares to the OCD. There's just something about that gives like growl on the low end that I like.
I've been thinking about getting that one too, but
it's pretty inexpensive, and it's I feel like it's very versatile. I used it for guitar for many years, and it came down to when I started playing bass with Joan and the Rivers, that was my go-to.
Yeah.
So, but I like it.
Nice. So I know that Failure Machine's going to be heading to Vegas. Are you playing any of the shows, like the Neon Reverb shows that's going on?
No, I wish.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're going to be
or any festivals tonight. Coming up soon?
Well,
or?
They're playing with us in Oakland on the 31st with a band called The Loose
and
from
Hungry
Oakland
Skinny.
And Hungry Skinny from San Francisco. So that's a 4-band bill at the Store Club. That will be a shit show for sure. And then the next night we're playing in San Jose at the Caravan with, it's going to be us, Failure Machine, what's the
I
other?
I think The Loose. And
the
then,
Loose.
I don't know, we haven't nailed down the last one, but what was it? We're thinking the...
So we're trying to get another San Jose local band. We haven't quite decided yet. But that's going to be another fun night. And those are towards the end of their tour. So we played last night with them, the kickoff for their tour. They're going to go party with all their other friends. And
all their other
family
friend
bands. And they're going to cuddle. And
you guys can Skype each other and that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting in about another 20 minutes. I'm going to get a FaceTime from... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's sweet.
I wish, but no.
I miss you guys already.
So instead we hang out with their girlfriends, like Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, Kelsey couldn't be here.
So, since you're starting it's a record label, Snafu Family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have other bands come on. I mean, how do you guys juggle?
It's a little, we're not really sure what to call it, because it's kind of more than a label. We're kind of, I guess, trying to handle a lot of different things. So it's like, we've got this studio. We've got kind of like the label side where we can, you know, produce tapes and distribute and all that. And
we have our Arts and Crafts Zone.
Yeah, and so we can do like merch and design and booking shows, and that's like a big thing that
that's where,
Spencer.
That's where me and Spencer kind of come into play with booking.
Yeah, that's a big part of a record label is just reaching out to all the different venues for wherever you're going to and saying, hey, listen, you know, check out our band and would you like to book a show for us? How does that work?
Well, we're still kind of in the starting stages of that. We do what we call Snafu showcases, which we've done probably 3 so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just book a show like, you know, like I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll advertise it as a Snafu showcase, and every band we like to do at least 3 bands on a 4-bill set that are Snafu for that particular show, and have one that maybe we're interested in working with.
Okay.
Open. And it's a good way for the bands to meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
That way it kind of
little networking
does that
between
whole family,
all the bands.
That whole family
time,
idea.
You know? Well, it's also very
and
much
drink
it's
beers
like,
together.
Playtime.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's very much, you know, like a family aspect where it's like, you know, we're helping out bands in ways we can, and the other bands are helping out. So it's like when we need to book a show, we're like, okay, well, you know, let's hit up Bandmaster Ruckus from Chico and have them help us book a show, and they'll play it, and we'll get the local draw. And they're like, okay, San Francisco, we'll, you know, hit up the Broncos or Reno. You know, it's very much...
So you guys can trade shows back and forth.
Yeah,
the idea kind of started actually with Spencer. We, you know, he had met a lot of bands over the years touring and stuff to where one day he just kind of set up this Facebook page, like message board, where he invited every single leader of a band to be a part of it and say, hey, you guys are all fucking cool. I like all of you. I want you guys all to know each other. Here's everyone's contact info. Mingle.
Yeah. Like a mixer for bands.
Yes, it was. But that idea, it all started from there because that got the people talking. And it was like, hey, we're in a band. We've never played in Portland before. We want to play in Portland. Easy. You've got a contact thing here with Spencer's name on it. People have been like, well, if they're friends with Spencer, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
You know? So then that just kind of like, it built and built and built. And we met a lot of people through that. And then one day it was like, hey, let's start.
Yeah.
Let's start this from the things that we've learned. And the last thing we really want to do is we're not doing this to promote our band.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this to create a scene and a family environment to help everybody else out that really has no clue what they're doing. Because when we started, we had no clue what we're doing. And all the people that have been working with us are kind of getting a leg up on it.
Yeah, well, and it's like, we're very, you know, like, just any way that we can help out a band, you know? So it's like different bands have different needs. And so, you know, we've kind of run into, you know, recording is one that a lot of bands need help with. And, you know, we can do it for
Free, very expensive. 12-pack of beer.
And it's like, they don't have to pay by hour. It's super just like chill. You can come in and we can take as much time as you need. And
all the recordings sound really good that I listen to. And I listen to all of them, of course. But it's, you know, like it seems like it costs a ton of money a lot of times to go to a studio to get a really good recording sound.
Yeah.
And that's a huge important thing for a lot of bands too, especially if you're trying to reach out to a venue and say, listen to our stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
And there is like a huge market, you know, for like lo-fi sounding bands too.
Yeah.
But also you still gotta hear what you guys sound like.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta make it authentic sounding, but not too like crappy. Like you don't want like iPhone recordings and send those to venues and
that's actually kind of the whole idea. It's like getting these bands a jumping off point.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like recording the one song for this compilation. And one, the whole compilation idea is genius because it's cross promotion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you give every band 100 tapes and they go out and sell. Well, you just cross promoted 13 bands, 12 bands. Which is way cool. In my opinion.
But yeah, I mean, like...
And you don't see that very often anymore. I mean, I think Fat Records and Warped Tour,
they
do compilations
but I mean, like,
too, but...
That was like when we were kids, we'd listen to like the punk rock compilations, and that's where I found so many bands.
Yeah, Punk-O-Rama.
Yeah, I remember. I used to have a lot of Punk-O-Rama CDs when I was growing up in high school and shit. Yeah, well, there's Spectre Records, when I interviewed them, which was the first episode on this podcast, the owners, Michelle and Gabriel, they have their Noise Loves Audio... label, which also is the same type of thing. They take bands from like Sacramento and a couple local bands from Reno as well, and they just put it on one tape.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
So they, you know, they're kind of doing a similar thing too, and it's great to see so many bands and so many people trying to do that and cross promote each other, because, you know, otherwise you're just kind of like feeling like an independent band out by yourself alone, which has always scared me about like being in some kind of a band and touring. It's like, well, and that's what's interesting about what you guys are doing, where you're like all meeting together and talking together and saying, hey, you know, check out our band and these other bands too.
Well,
so you're all helping
out
each other in a way.
Trying to be in a band is, I mean, I think Spencer's said it, you know, like the best, but it's basically, it's kind of a crazy, stupid, delusional idea that, like, let's just do it. But it's like, we just love doing it. And that's why you play music. And so it's like, when you run into bands who are just like, view other bands as competition, it's like, no, we're all trying to do the same thing.
Which unfortunately happens a lot.
You know, like, you're selling more t-shirts than me.
Yeah,
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah. It's like,
I would say one of the next steps in this process, which we've kind of talked a little bit about, is getting other small DIY labels involved to where, like, imagine this, and I think we've already kind of talked about it a little bit. You've got a label in Europe that's doing, the people that are doing the same thing that we're trying to do. Well, you say, hey, guys, guess what? We'll send you our music that we recorded. You send me your music that we recorded. We can be affiliated together, and your guys in Europe just now got introduced to people in America and vice versa.
Basically,
you know,
just,
but
yeah,
even on a smaller level, you do that
with
people in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And so it's not so much a band on band thing, it's like, you know, a group on group, like family on family. It's just a huge gangbang.
that would be interesting.
Yeah, but yeah,
it, no, that's a great concept though. It's you know, it's very community oriented. Not just like I'm trying to be in a competition sort of thing.
Which unfortunately happens a lot. There's a lot of bands out there that are so, I don't want to say like high and mighty, but you know, I think they're the shit. And
or just
sometimes out. They are the shit.
Yeah.
But it just gets to the point where, you're in competition with each other, and that is not a family environment.
Yeah, because I mean, it seems like, I mean, if you're in a band already, it is family. Like you said, you know, your guys' relationship with Failure Machine, it's like you guys are family. And if more people can, more bands can meet other bands and be on, you know, your Snafu family, I mean, more power to you guys. It's like how Burger Records and, you know, is doing their thing and trying to branch out and just absorb all the, like, awesome bands that are out there.
Yeah. Well, not to rip on Burger Records or anything, but we're trying to do something a little bit different than what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of seem to hone in on the garage rock. Lo-fi garage rock.
What we're doing is a lot
of different genres
and
touching a lot of different bases. And the whole idea is to say, hey, we don't just record punk rock. We don't just record death metal
or soul.
Like, we do everything. Yeah.
You know? So you can have like an electro pop band.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. We're gonna work with
pump the brakes.
But we're only recording music that we are interested in.
Okay.
That we find appealing. And as of music listen, people enjoy music, we all listen to a lot of different kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Amongst the five of us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different kind of music going on between us where we're actually sharing bands with each other too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think, you know, Spencer was just like, hey, check out Thunder Bitch. It's great, you know, like and yeah,
I love Thunder Bitch.
Yeah. So
that's Brittany Murphy from Alabama Shakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And her side project.
Yeah, really.
So I mean that's kind of the cool thing about it is that we're not just narrow-minded being like, alright, we're going to be a punk label.
Yeah. So what do you guys listen to right now?
What am I listening to right now?
Because you say you like all different kinds of music.
Well, we just saw Sleep the other night in San Francisco.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a great show.
Sleep,
stoner metal band from way back in the day.
From San Jose.
Loud as fuck. Yeah. Like, they're a three-piece band and there were 10 amps on stage.
Holy shit, it was
an experience. You're just kind of like shaking.
We're going to go see the Melvins next week.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Nice.
They're playing San Jose. That's going to be a good one. But I think for the most part, what I've been listening to is kind of the same old shit I've been listening to for years.
Yeah.
Pixies.
Yeah.
Owls. Yeah. Like, just a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
But also, we've been doing a lot of recording, so listening to the recordings that we've been putting out.
You know, it's like, we recorded this band, The Loose, that we're playing with Failure Machine and them. And at the end of the month, we just recorded another three songs. We're going to put out, hopefully, a split EP with them and Failure Machine.
Yeah,
make that happen. But
so keep an eye out for that. Split EP, Filler Machine, The Loose.
Yeah,
nice. The Loose.
Yeah,
okay.
From
Oakland.
All right. And yeah, just like this awesome kind of bluesy rock and roll music. I feel like it fits really well with Filler Machine. That's kind of our plan after we release the compilation. Is that we're gonna try and just release a series of like split EPs.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so
I will be on lookout for it. And everybody else that's listening should also be on lookout for that. Yeah. What are you listening to right now, Eric? What do you listen to? What do you like?
Yeah, I was really into like bands like Fiddler and Pop and that kind of punky garage rock. But I'm also really into like the old blues. I know like me and Caleb. Caleb's got a fucking giant record collection.
Yeah.
He's got some just great like Fred McDowell and
Sunhouse.
Yeah, just Howlin' Wolf. Just love that, just old, really stripped
old school
down.
Robert Johnson
type
recordings, the old recordings that he had.
Yeah,
that's what you're a big fan of, the old school blues.
Oh yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of other stuff too. Like I'm really into King Kong and the Shrines.
I love King Kong and the Shrines. King
Kong
and the Barbecue
playing,
Show.
Oh yeah, I saw them a few months ago.
Oh, I'm jealous.
What was it? Burger Boogaloo.
Burger Boogaloo.
Yeah. Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
King Kong and the Shrines are playing.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's like
kind of
so we'll be
that.
There. Is that different than Burgerama?
It's kind of like that, yeah. One of their things, yeah.
Because
like,
I saw they weren't having it this year, because we're going to L.A. pretty soon to see David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
Nice.
And, I was like, why is there no Burgerama going on? No, I'd love to see those guys, too. I just saw this thing on PBS the other night, Joe Bonamassa covering all the Howling Wolf stuff.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's cool.
Yeah. Even though Joe Bonamassa is like a very big, like, you know, big name, and I can't describe what he does, like a virtuoso type of shit or whatever, but it was cool seeing him covering a lot of Howling Blues or Howling Wolf stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. But everybody, please check out Snafu Family Records. Check out Joan and the Rivers on their Bandcamp. I'll put up some links on our website. And
you can also listen Facebook to page. Joan and the Rivers on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff.
We're
on there.
Yeah. And also, do you guys have like merch for sale on your site too? And pick up some shirts? And
you
just
send me a dick
have,
pic and
but yeah,
you got
yeah.
it.
We'll find a way of getting you stuff. We need to.
We got all that stuff. Shirts to custom order.
Coming soon. Merchandise from Joan and the River.
Well, it's like, I mean, we literally print all of our shirts in our family room.
Yeah.
So,
if you want one, just text us.
Make
an extra
make
one.
It one tonight. Yeah,
there you go. Oh, yeah. Specialty order shirts from Joan and the River. Well, thank you guys again very much for coming down and talking with me. I'm very happy to promote your music and Snafu Family Records, and I'm looking forward to everything you guys are going to do in the future with your band and Snafu. So thank you guys again for coming down.
Thank you for having us, supporting local music, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, and if anybody has a chance to see them in San Jose too, and that sort of thing, come on down to San Jose. But they'll be coming back up in Reno sometime soon in the future as well.
It will be soon, and you guys will see it on Facebook.
Sweet.
I'll send personal letters out to everybody.
There we go. Little postcards.
Handwritten postcards.
All right, thanks again, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
kind of never did anything for it.
Right, there it is. Joan and the Rivers playing here live in the garage on All Independent Reno Podcast. Big thanks to those guys for lugging all their gear down here again and playing a little show for us here. It was a lot of fun. So big thanks to Eric, Caleb, and Mike of Joan and the Rivers. Be sure to check out all their music at their Bandcamp page. If you find their Facebook page just by searching for Joan and the Rivers, as well as all their great artists at Snafu Family on their Bandcamp page as well. And we'll have another episode posted here in a couple of weeks. Thank you all so much again for listening. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Chance, it's kids.